Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. The home of famous.
So much
as
fame.
Someone just yelled at us. We're
well,
live.
Actually, Kevin, he didn't just yell it. He said, "I was listening to that and laughing." It's one of the security guards out here.
That helps Mike's case, I have no doubt.
I think I need to get a toupee.
Now, I want you to get a good wig. We've been talking about that forever. We're live at Globe Life Field. We're going to talk about the Masters, but first, Corey.
From the 817, sorry I missed it, but did y'all say they were handing out red Peagle towels at the game today? If you do come up to where we are at the Comerica backyard, Kevin, we do have, let's see, about six extra ones. But, yes, I do believe they are handing out these sweet-looking red Peagle towels at the game today. And
if you wash these with white socks, are you in trouble?
I would say wash these
your
with
socks are going to change color.
Wash
probably.
These with your darker clothes first, or wash it by itself to get whatever. I just to make sure that no red dyes in.
Look,
it. So.
Crisp white T-shirt.
Remember that
aviators?
Classic. Man.
Classic shave.
All right,
for a man.
Go to Walmart
or a woman.
Let's talk about
or both.
The Masters. I wouldn't have thought that I would be pushing this agenda.
I like this.
And yet here we are.
You're happy there's a rain delay right now? You're like, yeah, delay.
No Masters. All right. So there's a couple of bits of audio I actually want to get to. And first, what is the consensus on I feel like RJ used to be a big Brooks Koepka guy, but maybe not anymore. What is the consensus on Brooks Koepka? Do people like him? Do they think he's a jerk?
He's not well, I think that he's not a likable person.
Okay.
Now, I've watched that golf thing with him, and he comes off better
full
in
swing.
That.
It's a full swing, yeah.
He's not. He just doesn't.
He came off human.
Yeah, he doesn't really care, though. For the most part, he doesn't care about the media. He doesn't care. He's like, I am who I am, and I'm not going to try to be liked. I'm not going to do anything to make myself that likable, and you're going to have to deal with it.
Well, let's go to cut number one. Brooks Koepka was asked, is a 59 doable at Augusta?
It sounds like the course is already pretty dialed this week, but under softer or sort of optimal scoring conditions, do you think 59 is obtainable on this golf course?
Have you played here?
Not yet.
Yeah, I could tell by the question.
What an ass.
Oh, I thought he was going to say more.
Nope.
Okay, yeah, no, I just – and maybe it's just him being, you know, trying to be funny, and that's part of it. Because
no, that's – he was not trying to be
funny. Yeah, I can tell. I have not had the luxury to be on this course because I'm an elite and you're not. That's the – so what was your question based off that audio, Kevin?
I was just –
you just wanted to play it?
That's why I wanted to know what the perception of him was.
I agree with Mike on the – when I watched Full Swing, I saw a dude who was in – he was almost rock bottom. Like, it looked like he had hit rock bottom and he wasn't playing well. All the smack that he had talked before was, well, now what are you? And he's like – he was a guy, Mike, that I could see. He didn't know who he was or what he was without golf. Like, that was the perspective
okay.
I got of him was,
yeah.
I am this guy at golf, and I get to brag about it. I get to talk to my buddies about it. I get to show people up like I just did in that clip there because I'm good at golf. But if I'm not good at golf, what am I? And he had nothing else to go on. So that's what I got from Brooks Koepka. But he's not my favorite. Like, he's not the person I'm out there rooting the most for.
And I don't want you to think that he only dunks on the media. This was him going out of his way to take a shot at Rory McIlroy. He said that he always warms up with odd number clubs. And he goes, I never really look at anybody else or what they're doing on the range. I would say probably the same thing, maybe not the odd clubs. Maybe they go even, like Rory probably goes even with four because that's how many majors he has, and Koepka has five. And so he's like, four is even, but five is odd. And so it seems like he is definitely an equal opportunity. I'll dunk on you if I don't.
He's not
like
really
you.
A golfer. Like, in a way, he's like, I never wanted to play golf. I just wasn't good enough at baseball, so I have to play golf. Like,
right.
I'm good enough at golf to do it. So he's like, I like lifting weights. I like baseball, you know, but golf
hanging
is what I'm best at. So this is what I do. And, you know, in that moment on that show, he was lost. And then obviously, this is when Liv is kind of starting to offer these big contracts. And he's like, screw it. If I'm not going to win here anymore, because he was afraid he was done winning, I'll go take my nine-figure salary
sure.
and go play over there. I would say this Masters feels weird to me, and I don't know if it's just this year for most people, but because nobody's competing against each other anymore, it's weird. I wasn't around when Dr. J decided to play in the ABA over the NBA, but that had to be a weird time for the NBA. We're like, hey, 10 of the 20 best players in the world aren't even in our league.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at in golf. So we get these, and I say random, you get the four major tournaments pretty much, and that's it, where the best players play each other. So now there's not really a buildup. There's not really a rivalry anymore because they're not competing. The best players aren't competing at tournaments anymore. So they all show up for the major, and it's like, well, we can't really tell you who's playing well versus who and this and that because they're all playing in random tournaments now. So I think golf is in a bad spot for the first time in a while. Not only just Tiger, I know he's playing this weekend, but Tiger leaving the sport. But it's in a weird place that now the people who are taking over as the really good players, like, we don't compete with each other anymore because half of us are in LIV, half of us are staying in the PGA.
I think that's a really interesting point. And, Kevin, I think golf is very unique in this. And I think maybe tennis might be unique in the same way too. Except for in tennis, you are literally going against an opponent.
Another person, yeah.
With golf, it is the ultimate me versus me,
yeah.
even though I'm looking at the leaderboard. But if
yeah.
if I'm better than me right now, then my leaderboard numbers are going to be up. But Mike's talking about rivalries and all that. It also is a sport where, because of inconsistency, it's so difficult to be as consistent as these guys, where you can go into a tournament going, let's just see after the first couple of days who the hot guy is. You know, like, let's just see, like, who's about to take it up. That can be, and I think a lot of golfers do get entertained by that. Not as much, not as necessary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I need Tiger versus Phil. You know, even though that did drive things for a while, but it was for a long time, everybody just chasing Tiger. I have some numbers I can get to in a minute there. It was everybody chasing Tiger for a long time. And now it's just, all right, which guy is going to be the intriguing one? And that's where I find it to be fun, because there's a field of really good golfers that can all be the one for that given day.
Who is...
Or week.
And if you want to send in your pick, franklfern.com, text line 877-881-1053. Want to hear from you there on the Twitch, on the YouTube. Who is the voice of golf for you? Like, all time. And it might be Jim Nance right now or whatever, but, like, who... plays the soundtrack of golf in your head, like the announcer-wise?
I've seen Tirico do it a little bit.
Okay.
Who was it,
probably
Kevin?
Probably Jim Nantz, I would guess.
Who was it on the Happy Gilmore movies? Was it
Bob Barker?
Let's go to cut number two, because this is his final Masters.
Well, here it comes. Oh, my goodness. Have you seen anything like that?
So that was the chip shot on the 16th at the 2005 Masters, Vern Lundquist.
Yeah.
And that's the one that just, like, it's an amazing shot regardless. But then when it hangs on the lip of the cup and eventually falls in, just insanity ensues. I got one more for you if we can. Because
Vern's the voice, dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so this is, once again, Vern Lundquist. This is from the 1986 Masters, and this is the one where Jack Nicklaus won his first major in a while, because this is his final Masters. And I'll admit, obviously not a huge golf fan, but this is who I think of as calling these events.
Jack Nicklaus has looked over this birdie opportunity from about 18 feet. This is for sole possession of the lead. Maybe. Yes, sir!
And so it's his 40th Masters. It's the 69th straight year that CBS has done the Masters. And Jim Nantz, among others, were paying respect and saluting him. I just wanted to bring that up because, obviously, we're familiar with Vern, and he's the guy that I thought of.
My my professor at UNT, who was the guy who helped Dale Hansen break the SMU story, he was a phenomenal producer in sports here in DFW for Channel 8, has so much respect for Vern Lundquist. Like, that's his guy. And as much as I respect that professor, like, he was a phenomenal teacher, such great knowledge there. Like, that's where I find a lot of respect, because of the way he talked about Vern and just the guy that he was as well. So, yeah, man, that's where I feel when it comes to golf. That's the voice I hear. And I guess it does have a lot to do with Happy Gilmore. It really does have a lot to do with it as much as anything else, Kevin, because throughout that movie, you felt like you were legitimately watching a golf tournament.
Right.
You know, you felt like you had legitimacy there. It wasn't like most of the other Adam Sandler movies where you're just like, what's even happening?
And now they're coming back with this sequel.
And you know what his concern and stigma is there? Is that it turns into one of his other sequels. He wants it to be one of those. It was like there was something about Happy Gilmore that was kind of raw and not really cut right. Like, it was all a little weird. He doesn't want it to fall into what all these other ones did.
It's early, but Bryson DeChambeau is 3 under. There's only 23 people on the course right now.
And isn't
now
that the guy who has, like, a big rivalry or did with Koepka?
Yeah, he got all jacked and everything, and him and Koepka talked a lot of trash together.
Was it Koepka?
What?
Yeah, it was. It was. He's an SMU guy, right? Yeah. DeChambeau.
And Koepka,
people see him as not likable.
So neither one of them are, like, the most likable
people? I feel like Bryson DeChambeau is more unlikable.
Okay.
Doesn't it feel like Justin Spieth and Justin Thomas are the two?
Jordan
Spieth and Justin Thomas are the ones that are, like, the most likable.
Yeah. Scottie Scheffler.
Seems pretty likable.
But,
Tony Finau. Tony Finau is my version of John Gray.
Okay.
He's a dude that has all the skill, and then you're just like, but you don't believe in yourself, man.
Do you think he could win? Because the best player to never win a major, you can debate that. Finau has finished top five in all four of the major tournaments, yet he's never won. You like the guy. Can he break through here?
I'm going to have to go and look at something first, because there was during that Full Swing show was the season that he took his whole family with him. His wife's father had died, or mother, and so he took his whole family with him on tour. And it was kind of a distraction. So I need to know if he's continuing that trend. Because the dude has all the skill in the world to do it. It's just whether or not he's distracted on the course at times.
It's amazing. I was off. We got here. Well, maybe I am on.
Is this a margarita update?
The slushies are ready. The margarita machines are slushed
nice
up. And it's 11:15. So if you're looking to have a margarita at the ballpark, which I think gates are opening here in about 15 to 20 minutes. That's when the rush will come to our table because I'm here.
By the way, we were told by the fan text that it is not a red Peagle towel giveaway day. These are just a special thing. So that,
that
was just brought to us.
Oh, man. Now we really might get run
over. Well, you're asking who I would pick. I would say if it ended right now, I'd take DeChambeau.
Okay.
Bryson, yeah.
Because he's in the lead right now.
Yeah.
Kevin, I got these numbers that I thought
there's like 100 more people that need to tee off.
Kind of interesting. Jack Nicklaus's six Masters wins. Do you know what his earnings were for his six Masters wins?
It's probably like $600,000, which would be lower. I mean, look, that's still a crazy amount of money.
$270,000 for
that's
six Masters.
That's why you win the Masters courses. Now, like $9 million or something?
Tiger Woods, five Masters wins. How much do you think he earned for that?
$8 million.
No, I'm going to say $20
million. $5.8 million
oh, crap,
for his
man.
Eight.
The purses weren't high.
That's the Tiger effect right there when you see how much the purses have exploded.
In 1963, the Golden Bear got $20,000 for winning the Masters. And that's changed because Tiger drove it. Tiger was the guy that made that created
and
everything.
And now Liv is taking it to
And now Liv is kind of taking that over too. So it is fascinating the money that wasn't there, the money that then was there, and how are the powers shifted since then?
The Masters last year had a total prize purse of about $18 million, and John Rahm won $3.25 million for winning the Masters.
I wonder what it was in 2019, if you could pull that up, because I know that Liv, it was a little bit longer, but you have COVID in there and stuff where you miss some tournaments.
But it was starting to take a dip too, wasn't it?
No. Like, well, what happened was his Liv came in like, oh crap, we can't hold all the money now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So we have to up these purses because they're losing so many people, and they're like, look, what's the point? They're literally going to give me $45 million. I don't have to win anything, and if I win all four majors, I'm going to make $7 million for winning all four majors. Now you're going to get a lot of sponsors and everything, but literally the PGA Tour is going to pay you under $2 million to win all four of them in, let's say, 2019.
By the way, Tiger could win his sixth Masters to tie Jack, but he's also looking to make his 24th straight cut at the Masters, which that also feels pretty dang impressive.
And you don't think he will.
He's not favored to do it in Vegas. He's a slight underdog to not make the cut.
But that could be a fun thing to keep an eye out on the next couple of days. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.